Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. This passage talks about Jesus, the suffering servant. Listen to what Isaiah writes. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, the Father gave his Son no advantages. God sent Jesus to the back of the line and made him experience all the pain of humanity. He was not strikingly handsome or a head taller than all the rest of the crowd. He had no beauty of majesty to attract us to him. He was not a person readily accepted by virtue of personality. He was despised and rejected by men. Although fully God, he was not born with the silver spoon in his mouth. He was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Jesus came from heaven to earth, and he was sent to the back of the line, stricken, smitten, afflicted, pierced, crushed, oppressed, a lamb to the slaughter, cut off from the land of the living. The King of Kings lived as the King of Suffering. He was not a victim of circumstance. He was not in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was sent to the back of the line by the Father. It was the Lord's will to crush him, cause him to suffer. Jesus was given no advantages in life and died a brutal death. That's what it took to pay the penalty for sin. Nothing less would do. Jesus left heaven and went to the back of the line for you and me. I was the one who went astray. I was the one who turned my own way, and God laid my sin on Jesus. There's only one way to respond to such love. Fall down and worship him. Every day, worship him with your whole life. Lord Jesus, thank you for willingly going to the back of the line for me. In your name I pray. Amen.